CRI News, this is Wen Jie. Chinese Premier Li Keqiang has stressed the importance of quality and safety in China's new nuclear power project using Hualong 1 technology. In a message, the Premier congratulates designers and construction workers for the successful installation of the project's containment dome, calling it a move of great significance. The Premier says absolute safety must be guaranteed in nuclear power construction, operation and management. Hualong 1 technology refers to a domestically developed third-generation reactor design. A Chinese envoy is urging the international community to foster a sense of community of shared future. Liu Jieyi, China's permanent representative to the UN, has made the remarks at a Security Council debate on the protection of civilians in war zones. The Chinese diplomat also stresses the concept of global governance based on extensive consultations, joint contributions, and shared benefits in order to build a peaceful and safe international environment. A former senior political advisor in northern China's Inner Mongolia has been executed. The execution of Zhao Liping comes after the approval of China's Supreme People's Court. A statement from the top court says Zhao is convicted of intentional homicide, taking bribes and possession of firearms. The first major power plant along the China-Pakistan Economic Corridor has begun to operate. That comes with the inauguration of the first-generation unit of the Saiwal power plant. The plant in Punjab province is expected to meet power demand of 10 million locals. Pakistani officials say the plant has been linked to the national grid and it will help address power shortage in the country. Some 190 Pakistani young engineers trained in China have been employed for plant operations. Brazilian President Michel Temer has signed a decree canceling a previous order over troop deployment. In the previous order, Temer asked the army to occupy the streets to quell a protest against him near the government's headquarters in Brasilia. Police say there are 35,000 people gathering to protest against Temer administration and to call for direct elections. However, organizers claim that the number of protesters could reach 150,000. Temer's situation has already been complicated after the release of a tape suggesting he's involved in bribery and obstruction of justice. South Korea has approved the first civilian contact with North Korea under the new government of President Moon Jae-in. Seoul's Unification Ministry says the government has given a green light to the request by the civil group Korean Sharing Movement for the contact with Pyongyang to tackle malaria in border areas. It is the first approval by the South Korean government of the inter-Korean contact since North Korea conducted its fourth nuclear test in January last year. Officials reiterate Seoul will flexibly review civilian exchanges, such as the humanitarian aid within the limits of not damaging the international community's sanctions on North Korea, while sternly dealing with any provocations from Pyongyang. An elderly man has been arrested by police on suspicion of setting fire on a Shinkansen bullet train in western Japan. The 80-year-old man was arrested by police at JR Okayama Station and admitted to the charge of arson. The suspect reportedly set fire to papers using a cigarette lighter on the train. However, nearby passengers were quick to extinguish the blaze, and local police said that no one was injured as a result of the incident. Investigators say they are currently looking into the suspect's motives. At least 35 people have been killed by U.S.-led airstrikes on areas in eastern Syria. The airstrikes targeted areas under the control of the Islamic State group in Mayadin City in the countryside of Deir el-Zour province. A day earlier, 16 civilians were reportedly killed by U.S.-led strikes on the northern city of Raqqa, the de facto capital of IS. This came hours after 15 civilians were dead as a result of explosions in the city's countryside. An expo centering on big data has opened in southwest China's Guizhou province. More than 300 exhibitors will display their latest technology and high-tech products. During the three-day event, some 70 forums will be held, with topics ranging from data security and artificial intelligence to fifth-generation mobile communication technology. For CRI News, I'm Wen Jie.